This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I give you the story and the example of Uthman ibn Abi al-As radiyallahu anhu. When he accepted Islam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to At-Ta'if. At-Ta'if is about 60 kilometers from Mecca, and Mecca is about 450 kilometers from Al-Madinah. So from At-Ta'if all the way to Al-Madinah is a distance of 14 days. One day Uthman ibn Abi al-As, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to At-Ta'if to lead the Muslims there in prayer and teach them their deen, because they were new, they had no clue how to pray and how to worship. So he was there, he was teaching them. And he became distracted in his salat. He said, "Inna shaytan qad hala bayni wa bayna salati yulabbisuha alay." Shaytan began to distract him in his salat. He doesn't know what he's reading. He's mixed between, is this the third rak'ah or the fourth rak'ah? Is this the first or the second? He's confused. So he gets on his camel and he goes a 14-day travel to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gets there, he comes down, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, "O Prophet of Allah, a shaytan has come between me and my prayer and he's distracting me. What do I do?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers him. He says, "This is a special shaytan for as-salat. He's called khinzab. He comes to you when you pray. So if he comes to you when you pray, spittle to your left three times, wherever you are in the prayer, and say, 'A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.'" That's the prophetic solution. He took this piece of information, got back on his camel and went all the way to At-Ta'if, another 14 days. 28 days of travel, just so he can look after his soul. People travel days and days to put a hair in his head. And those in the past would travel to see how he can get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And I'm not saying anything about hair transplants. It's permissible, no problems. But I'm just, look at the comparison. Look at the difference. They understood that the only thing that's going to benefit me on the Day of Judgment is a pure heart, a pure soul. So it's all right. It's worth it. 28 days of travel to see how can I refine my salat, which will purify my heart and my soul. He said he went back to At-Ta'if and he began to implement that prophetic solution. He said soon after, فَأَذْهَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَنِّي. Allah Azza wa Jal got rid of this shaytan and khushu' came back to me in my salat. He said he was hungry for the solution. He wanted to purify his heart and his soul. It came to him.